Yes, beautiful stuff there coming from X and Bulls by Wosi Zague. We've got to end it there because it is time. Yes, it is time that we come into the presence of the Most High. And joining us on the line is Pastor Dr. Mbata, who is has been giving us most powerful messages, you know, on this 10 days of prayer. And today we are on day 8 of the 10 days of prayer. It's been going well, man of God, Pastor Mbata, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Zama. How are you doing this afternoon?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. You look refreshed and ready for it. Are you well?
I am well, Zama. You know, the ambience of the Holy Spirit is moving here. There is sweet, sweet spirit.
Oh, yes.
And I know it is the Spirit of the Lord.
Fantastic, fantastic. Great to hear that. I'm definitely looking forward to that as well. Well, I hope that you have had a good day. I hope you have rested. I want to welcome everyone who is joining us online, everyone who is joining us on the radio. We want to say thank you for joining us. We see many of you are streaming in and many of you are also on the radio. Welcome to it, Pastor Mbata. I must hand over to you at this moment to give us the message of the day.
Thank you very much, Zama, for offering me this opportunity to sit and interact with you and also with the Word of God. Without any waste of time, let me greet all the viewers and the listeners of our radio, Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. I am so delighted that I am part of the group that is sharing the Word of God, that is sharing God's word in these 10 days of prayer. It is true that we are coming to the end of our 10 days of prayer, but the foundation is so strong that we may move from here and journey together until December, because the foundation of the 10 days of prayer is so strong.
Yeah.
Let us bow our heads for the word of prayer. Merciful, eternal, loving Father, you are our Father and our God. In the victorious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we approach your throne this afternoon. We are inviting the presence of the unseen angels and the presence of the Holy Spirit to lead and to guide us as we are about to touch the holy things, reading from your word. Loving Savior, your word is sharper than the two-edged sword. That is the reason why we are inviting the Holy Spirit to guide and to lead us. I pray that, Father, if there is someone who is not feeling well at this present moment, I pray that may you stretch your hand and touch your children. If there is someone who is discouraged, Father, I pray that, Father, may you encourage your children through the spoken word coming from your word. Loving Savior, I pray that may the messenger be not greater than the message. Cover me with the blood of Emmanuel. May I not be seen, but Christ be seen and be glorified. We thank you, Father. May your name be exalted as the saints are edified by your word and the devil is terrified. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We are on day number 8. We are doing a countdown. Very soon we'll be leaving this place, focusing on our daily course.
Sadly.
Now, I want to say, I'm so blessed to be part of the team that is sharing the word of God. We are on day number 8, practicing an attitude of gratitude. We are on day number 8 on our 10 days of prayer. Now, our 10 days of prayer, the theme says priorities of faith. But the topic says practicing an attitude of gratitude. Practicing an attitude of gratitude. The verse that we have been given as I was reading the study guide, it says, it comes from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. Now it reads, therefore, since we have received a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude, by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe. Now, let me repeat that again, because it is our foundational verse. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe. Now, I love the first part. Therefore, since we have received a kingdom, friends, I want to pause and say, we have received a kingdom of Jesus Christ that cannot be shaken. Our salvation cannot be shaken. Our faith in Jesus cannot be shaken. The hope of the second coming of Jesus cannot be shaken. The hope of the resurrection of the dead cannot be shaken. Since we have received a kingdom which cannot be shaken, our hope in the scripture cannot be shaken. Our hope in the Holy Spirit cannot be shaken. Now, therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe. Now, there is a mindset that matters significantly to God. In the Bible, we are repeatedly encouraged to practice this particular behavior because it is pleasing to God and a blessing to us. Friends, an attitude of gratitude is a behavior that is pleasing to God.
Yeah.
This attitude is gratitude.
Mm.
The book of Hebrews says, therefore, since we receive a kingdom, not that we shall receive a kingdom. This is not a future promise, but it is a present promise that is offered by God himself.
Amen.
Since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence. Friends, as we journey together on our topic this afternoon, gratitude pleases God and positively impacts our own lives because it helps us to focus on what is positive.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us that we must focus on the positives, not on the negative. That is the reason why the Bible says, in everything give thanks. This is a will of God concerning you. Developing an attitude of gratitude opens our eyes to beautiful details in nature and in other people. Friends, we are going to journey together. Developing an attitude of gratitude opens our eyes to beautiful details in nature and in other people. When you read the Bible is rich with the people that were demonstrating the gratitude or the attitude of gratitude. Now, I'm going to take you to the journey in the Bible. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken. Friends, I'm so grateful tonight that we cannot be shaken because we have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Let us develop an attitude of gratitude. God wants to seal your liberty right now. As you listen to the voice of the preacher,
yep.
God wants to seal your liberty, your freedom right now.
Amen. Amen.
Though people continue to offend you, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. If he was to wait for us to be right, he would never come. But Jesus Christ, the Bible says in Romans 5 verse 8, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
Friends, I want to say, Jesus did not wait until we were perfect. Jesus did not wait until we were right with him. It is time to forgive those who have been hurting us. Let go. Let go. It's time to make God the center of your thoughts. Then your destiny will be established. By this shall men know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
Mm.
From today, whatever will give joy to another person which you have in your possession, just do it. Everyone that lacks gratitude has disconnected himself from the life of God. Mm. Let me repeat that for control. Everyone that lacks gratitude has disconnected himself from the life of God.
Yeah.
Faith is a weapon in the hand of the just.
Mm.
Who is the just? One who is redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and has eternal life. When eternal life is disconnected, you are disqualified from operating the weapon of faith. Come with me to the Gospel of Luke. I want us to go to the Gospel of Luke. There is something that God has impressed in my heart. Maybe for an overview of our presentation. Now, when you look at the Gospel of Dr. Luke, there are some things that you'll appreciate as you look at the Gospel itself. It was written by a Greek for Greeks. This is the Gospel of Luke. It was written for Gentiles. So this is the gospel that was written for us as Christians. So this Gospel of Luke, it was written by a Greek. Luke was a Greek. He was writing this gospel to the Greeks. And also it is written for us as Gentiles. Luke tries to present a historical Jesus Christ. When you look at this gospel, Dr. Luke is presenting a historical Jesus Christ. This is an overview of the Gospel of Luke. Again, characteristics of the Gospel of Luke. Luke contains accounts of more what Jesus did and the parables than other Gospels. That is the reason why Luke has written more chapters. Again, it is outstandingly universal. The Gospel of Luke is universal.
Yep.
It's for everyone.
Mm.
You can read here and you will enjoy the journey and you will enjoy the historical Jesus Christ when you read the Gospel of Luke.
Mm.
Luke stresses that Samaritans and Gentiles have a special place in the kingdom of God. And again, as you look at the pages of the Gospel of Luke, Luke shows that God's kingdom is for the poor. Are you poor in spirit? This gospel is your gospel.
Amen.
Luke's interest in the poor gives him a strong sense of social justice.
Amen.
Luke says, now I am presenting this gospel so that I may develop the sense of social justice. Luke shows that God's universal love embraces the outcasts and sinners. If you are an outcast and a sinner, this gospel, it suits you. Again, finally, as I read the overview of the Gospel of Luke. Again, Luke has an eye for domestic details. In everything that he has written about Jesus, he has an eye for domestic details. Again, Luke, we may call this Gospel of Luke, it may be called the Gospel of Prayer. So when you want to study about prayer, the Gospel of Luke is a right account about prayer. It may be called the gospel of praise, the gospel of gratitude. Friends, I want to repeat that. The gospel of Luke, it is called the gospel of gratitude. Also, it is called the gospel of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You will discover that it is only in this gospel that Luke exalts the operation of the Holy Spirit. Come with me as we read Luke chapter 2, verse 25. Through 32. Luke chapter 2, verse 25 through 32. Practicing the attitude of gratitude. I was just laying the foundation. It reads here. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. Underline that. I said the Gospel of Luke is the Gospel of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. Luke 2, verse 25. Verse 26. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit, because this gospel is the gospel of the Holy Spirit. From the first chapters of the gospel, you are introduced to the third person of Godhead, the Holy Spirit. Then verse 26, it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. For the third time now, the mention of the Holy Spirit right there. Verse 27, now the Bible says, so he came by the Spirit into the temple. When the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom, and the Bible says, or according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, this is the attitude of gratitude. The Bible says he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles. Remember, the Gospel of Luke is the gospel that emphasizes that the Gentiles and sinners have a special place in the kingdom of God. And the glory of your people, Israel. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Amen.
When you read this gospel, you are introduced to the character by the name of Simeon. The Bible says there was a man in Jerusalem by the name of Simeon. You'll enjoy the historical Jesus Christ and the narrative of Luke chapter 2, verse 25. Through 32, reading about the account of Jesus' infancy. Now, when you read the Bible says, there was, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem. This man was in Jerusalem. The Bible doesn't tell us the genealogy of this particular man. The Bible doesn't reveal to us about the family of this particular character. But let me tell you the background of this character, Simeon, the man who practiced the attitude of gratitude in the Bible. Now, Simeon was a rabbi. He was called Rabbi Simeon, the son of the great teacher, Hillel. Hillel was the father of Rabbi Simeon. His father was called Hillel the Elder. The father of Simeon was Hillel the Great. As I was reading the history of the Gospel of Luke, he was popularly known as the father of Simeon. He taught Torah in Jerusalem. He was born in Babylon, and now he grew up in Jerusalem because of the love of the law of God. I'm talking about his father as Hillel the Great. History tells us that Hillel influenced his son Simeon to study prophecy and the law of and the books of Moses. This is just a historical background of Luke chapter 2, verse 25 through 32. The Bible says there was a man in Jerusalem. How come this man is in Jerusalem? It is because his father was born in Babylon. But the man, when you read the history, it says when they came from Babylon, this man developed an interest in studying the law. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem. Friends, come with me as we are tapping on practicing the attitude of gratitude. There was a man in Jerusalem. This man was distinguished because of his singular piety. There can be no doubt that there were also many people, many persons in Jerusalem named Simeon. Beside this man, but there was none of them who merited the attention of God so much that he is in the text. Now, this man, he sticks out because this man also is peculiar and important because the Bible mentions this man.
Mm.
Now, allow me quickly to do the application of what I've just read. There was a man in Jerusalem. I want to say, friends, it is possible to be a man. Amidst of all the chaos that we find today, it is possible to be a man, and it is possible to be righteous. It is possible to be a woman, and it is possible to be righteous. Yes, it is possible to be a sister, and it is possible to be righteous.
Mm.
Let me repeat that. It is possible to be a brother.
Yep.
Also, it is possible to be righteous.
Mm.
In Jerusalem, there was a man, and this man was righteous. I want to say, it is possible to be a man in Soweto, and right there in Soweto, you can be righteous and upright and just and waiting.
Oh, yes.
Upon the Lord.
Oh, yes.
It is possible that you could be that man. You can be righteous even though you stay in Sandton. You can be righteous even though you stay in Pretoria.
Amen.
You can be righteous even though you stay in Harare. You can be righteous even though you stay in Bulawayo.
Yep.
You can be righteous even though you stay in Angola. You
yep.
can be righteous even though you stay in Dubai.
Yep.
You could be righteous even though you stay in China.
Yep.
It is possible to be a man and to be righteous.
Amen.
God is looking for a righteous man. God is looking for a just man.
Mm.
God is looking for a just woman. And God is looking for a righteous child today. It is possible to be righteous. It is possible to be righteous in the place of work. It is possible to practice the attitude of gratitude. Even though you are working with non-believers, you can practice the attitude of gratitude.
Oh, yeah.
There was a man in the dusty roads of Mpumalanga. You could be that person. In the dusty roads where you are, you could be a righteous person. The Bible says there was a man in Jerusalem, and the man was just, and the man was righteous. I want to pause and say, friends, we are looking, God is looking for a just and upright man. A man who practices the attitude of gratitude. His name was Simeon. The name Simeon, it means hearing or to hear. He has listened. He has learned to listen to the voice of God. His name was called Simeon because he was a listener. This is also seen in his life. He lives with a view to honor God. Simeon was a man. That is why he has also love for God's people who are also in so terrible condition. He is also a man with expectations for the future. This is the man I'm talking about. This is the woman I'm talking about tonight. You could be that woman. You could be that child who is upright, just. The Bible says he is looking for the consolation of Israel, which he knows it will come in the future.
Mm.
Let us look at his curriculum vitae.
Yeah.
Let us look at his resume. I'm talking about Simeon. The Bible says, number one, this man was just. Meaning that this man was righteous. I want to say, friends, don't listen to those people who will always tell you that a man cannot be righteous. The Bible says there was a man in Jerusalem,
yep.
and the man was righteous,
yes.
practicing the attitude of gratitude. Number two, this man was devoted. Simeon was devoted. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. Number three, in his resume, number one, he was just. Number two, he was devoted. Number three, he was waiting. He was waiting for the first coming of Jesus.
Yep.
So this presupposes that Simeon was an advent or was an Adventist, or Simeon was waiting for the first coming, as we are waiting for the second coming, so we could be the Simeon of today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Bible says he was righteous, he was devoted, he was waiting, he was an Advent, he was waiting for the first coming of Jesus. Number four, as we read his curriculum vitae, or as we are reading his resume, the Bible says he had a revelation. The Spirit of God revealed to him that he will not taste death until he see Christ Jesus.
Oh.
Friends, I want to pause and say, everyone in this world is devoted. Sinners are devoted to sin.
Yeah.
Everyone is devoted. In whatever you are doing, you are devoted in that particular thing. So tonight, we need to devote our lives to practice the attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
The Bible says Simeon was waiting. He knows that from the scriptures that the revelation, he had a revelation. The Holy Spirit likes to connect himself with such a person whose resume is like one of Simeon.
Yeah.
In Simeon, we see God's fearing remnant that recognizes the Lord as the coming one according to what the Spirit works in them. Friends, let me repeat that. In Simeon, we see the remnant. In Simeon, we see sons and daughters of God who are waiting for the soon coming of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit loves such. Among the remnant, there are those who are waiting for God of Israel in faith, for his unshakable faithfulness, for the consolation of his people. This group of people, the remnant, they keep crying daily. How long, friends? Practicing the attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
While we practice the attitude of gratitude, the remnant, every time they cry to God, how long are we going to wait for the consolation? How long will we wait for the soon return? How long? How long? Friends, the remnant are waiting for the soon return of God. While they are waiting, they are like Simeon. Friends, the remnant are waiting. Those who are waiting for Jesus to come, they always cry day and night. How long? In Psalm 6, verse 3, it reads, how long, O God? In Psalm 13, verse 2, it reads, how long, O God? In Psalm 35, verse 17, it is written, how long, O God? In Psalm 79, verse 5, it is written, how long? In Psalm 89, verse 46, it is written, how long? In Psalm 90, verse 13, it is written, how long? In Psalm 94, verse 3, it is written, how long?
Yep.
The remnant, they cry unto the Lord daily, how long? While they are crying, how long? God is teaching them to practice the attitude of gratitude. We see still in Simeon, we see the spirit of sonship. So he who possesses the spirit of sonship and is guided by the Spirit, someone with whom God can have fellowship, and also God is waiting for that individual so that he may share his thoughts. God can make his thoughts known to Simeon. So if God says, Simeon, you are the man, let me reveal my thoughts to you. Simeon expects the consolation of Israel, and he was the first to be consoled by the Spirit of God. Hey, friends, I love this one. I feel like preaching now. Listen to this one. The Spirit of God revealed to Simeon that, you know what? You are not going to die until you see Christ Jesus. He believes all God's promises with a view of consolation of Israel. He also believes The promise of God also, he says, let it begin with me. Friends, I want to say, now, it must have been a great encouragement to him, I mean Simeon, to hear that he will not see death until he sees Christ Jesus with his own eyes. The man who lived happily. Friends, Simeon comes into the temple, not by a dream, not by an angel, but by the Spirit that was upon him. I want to quickly ask the question, which spirit is driving you today? Which spirit is upon you today? When you come to church, are you coming to God because you are driven by your desires, or we are driven by the Spirit of God? The Bible says the Spirit of God moved him into the temple. He is led by the Spirit of sonship of God. The Spirit of adoption, according to Romans 5, verse 15. Oh, he was led by the Spirit of adoption to the house, to the temple of God. A man like Simeon, who is guided by the Spirit, comes into the temple at the right time. Friends, I want to say, we have come to this platform at the right time on the 10 days of prayer, on day number 8, so that you may receive the unction of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says he comes into the temple, and there Mary and Joseph came to the temple at that moment. Simeon dedicated thousands and thousands of children in the temple, but the Spirit drove him into the temple, or led him into the temple. He does not need to ask whether the child that the couple they are bringing is Christ, or the couples they've been coming and going. But at this particular moment, Simeon has a revelation. The Spirit makes it clear to him, the child is in the temple. Oh, the child is going to arrive today. The shepherds have seen the angels and bowed down before the child. The wise men have seen the star and they've bowed down before the child. Simeon takes the child into his arms. He embraces him. He encloses him in his heart. In his arms lies the salvation of the world and peace of the earth. In fact, whoever encloses the child in his heart has the salvation and peace already in his heart. While there is not peace on earth, if you have Christ in your arms, you can only praise him and say, Lord, thank you for the attitude of gratitude. If Jesus is in your heart, you will learn to appreciate. You will learn to thank him daily. When Simeon has a child in his arms, he praises his Lord, his master, of whom he has a bound servant. Mm. The Lord has fulfilled his word to him. He can now depart in peace. What a mighty God we serve. Simeon says, now I can depart in peace. Practicing the attitude of gratitude. The law of Moses was never able to allow a sinful man to depart in peace. But when Simeon carries the child, he says, now I can depart in peace. Oh, what a mighty God is. Simeon can depart in peace based on what his master has said. This is not an imagination, but sober faith. It is according to your word. You said, Father, I'm not going to die until I see the face of the child. It is not just a passionate desire or an optimistic hope, but a complete certainty. He says, now I can depart in peace. I've seen your salvation. There is nothing more certain than the testimonies of God and his word. Friends, there is something we can celebrate tonight. He has seen the fulfillment of what God has said to him. It was revealed that he will not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. It was promised to him. Now he has seen it himself. Oh, I love it. I love it. And Simeon takes the child. Friends, as Simeon takes the child, as he looks at the child's face, he says, now I can depart in peace. I can depart in peace. Friends, let us develop. Let us practice the attitude of gratitude. There are 2 days of the week that I love the most. I love yesterday because it won't come. And I love tomorrow because it has not arrived.
Yeah.
So I won't worry about yesterday and about the future, because I know that God has given me the opportunity to live right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, I won't worry about tomorrow. I will live in my present.
Yeah.
Knowing that I am in his fullness.
Mm.
I will practice the attitude of gratitude on what I have now. Simeon, Zama, can I say this before we cut this? Oh, time is not on our side.
Mm.
Simeon will drive 160 kilometers per hour. And when the traffic officers, they stop him and say, Simeon, why are you driving 280 kilometers per hour? Simeon will say, listen, traffic officer, I won't die. Why are you committing suicide by driving 180 kilometers per hour?
Mm.
Simeon will tell you that I won't die before I see his face.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Can I feel like preaching now? Listen, Simeon, when you give him food with poison, Simeon will eat the food with poisonous substance. When you ask him, why are you not dying, Simeon? Simeon will tell you that poison can kill him. I have not seen his face. I feel like preaching. If you'll take Simeon and say, stand right there. You take AK-47, you shoot him thoroughly. Simeon will not die with a bullet, because Simeon has a revelation.
Oh, yeah.
He will not die until you see the child.
Oh, yes.
Friends, let's develop an attitude of gratitude.
Mm.
Oh, I love Simeon. Why are you committing suicide? I won't die until I see his face. His hope was in the eyes. His trust was in the eyes.
Mm.
His past was in the eyes. His future was in the eyes. His smile was in the eyes. His strength was in the eyes. His welfare was in the eyes. His life was in the eyes. If I've seen him, I can now depart in peace. I
yep.
want to say, you are not ready to die until you see Jesus.
Yes.
You are not ready yet. I want to say, you are not ready, friends. Simeon saw Jesus. You are not ready to die until you see Jesus. Before you see Jesus, your life is useless. Before you see Jesus, your job is meaningless. Before you see Jesus, your money is useless. Before you see Jesus, your wealth is useless. Before you see Jesus, your business is useless. Before you see Jesus, your own life is meaningless. You must see Jesus and practice the attitude
of gratitude.
Then you will see Jesus and you shall smile and say, now I can depart in peace.
Yep.
I am ready to die, for I have seen the Lord Jesus. May the Lord bless us. As we practice the attitude of gratitude, I have seen the salvation of Israel. Now I can depart in peace. You are not ready until you practice the attitude of gratitude. May the Lord bless us. Shall we pray? Merciful, eternal, loving Father, may you develop in us the attitude of gratitude, that Father, in everything we must give thanks to you, for this is the will of God concerning us. We thank you, Father, for reminding us that there was a man in Jerusalem, or there is a man in Sandton, or there is a man in Soweto, or there is a man in Bloemfontein, there is a man in Cape Town, there is a woman in Kimberley, there is a child in Pretoria, there is a child in Venda, there is a child in Toyando, or there is a child in Polokwane, there is a child in KwaZulu-Natal, there is a child, there is a woman in Durban. Heavenly Father, may you help us to develop that attitude of gratitude, that, Father, we are counted among the living in this present moment. We thank you, Father, We give all the honor and praise.
Mm.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.